请我们翻到以弗所书第一章。
If you can open the Bible and turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1
第二十二节
Verse 22
以弗所书第一章第二十二节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22
又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church
教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way
我们来看启示录
And please turn to the book of Revelation
第一章
Chapter 1
第十二节
Verse 12
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话既转过来就看见七个金灯台
I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me and when I turned I saw seven golden lampstands
灯台中间有一位好像人子身穿产衣直垂到脚
And among the lampstands was someone like a son of manDressed in a robe reaching down to his feet.
然后我们来看第三章。
And please turn to chapter 3 now.
第十四节。
And verse 14.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚实、诚信、真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
So because you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
我们来看第二章第一节。
Please turn to chapter 2, verse 1.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
Chapter
第二章。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands.
第四节
And verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你从把起初的爱心离弃了。
Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
你要写信给腓拉提亚非教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关。关了就没有人能开的说。
To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. When he opens, no one can shut, and when he shuts, no one can open.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your deeds. See, I've placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
感谢主，这一次我们有机会能够聚在一起。
We thank the Lord for giving us opportunity to be together.
我们来复习主自己的话。
We're here to revise the word of God.
讲到教会道路怎样是腓立比书。
talking about the way of the church Philadelphia.
我想我们在座许多人都非常的熟悉。
I believe many of you are very familiar with it.
也许就是因为太熟悉了，我们就忽略了主自己的话。
Often we are too familiar with the topic, and then we forget the word of God.
所以我们这一次再把它温习一下。
So let's together revise the word.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
好像这段话我们读了多少遍了。
We have read these passages for so many times.
但是好像这些话没有紧紧地抓住我们。
It seems that we haven't grasped the true meaning of it.
我们这一次用主的话来征服我们。
So the word of God this time conquered.
好像我们读这些话从来没有读过一样。
That we be like our first time reading His word.
好像我们虽然听了那么多次，这是第一次听见主的话。
Even though we have heard it so many times, but it will be like the first time we ever have heard.
但愿主能够对我们真正的说话。
May the Lord truly can speak to us.
那我们这一次特别说到约翰的经历。
We have already shared about experience of John.
约翰他从年轻到年老跟随主。
John from his youth.To his old age, he followed the Lord.
他跟随主的时候可能还是黑发。
When he first started to follow the Lord, maybe his hair was still dark.
因为他在十二个使徒里面是第一个跟随主。
He was the first disciples following the Lord.
结果你可以想象到，到了第一个世纪结尾的时候。
And then coming to the end of the first century.
我们相信说，这一位从黑发一直到白发，忠心跟随主的老约翰。
We believe John, who was first started with dark hair, now in his very great hair, following the Lord faithfully for his whole life.
他能够把他的经历来告诉我们。
He can tell the experience of his following.
他讲得胜者。
When he mentioned about being overcome,
得胜者被提。
Or the rapture of overcomer.
他自己就是得胜者。
He himself is one of them.
他所说的乃是他经过的。
What he shared was his own experience.
主特别爱他。
The Lord truly loved him.
所以等到真的好像以色列人经过大灾难的时候。
That's why after Israel went through the tribulation, the great trial.
稀奇不稀奇。
Isn't that amazing?
主对那些在城里的人说，你们要赶快出来。
The Lord warned that those in the city run away.
圣灵对众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
Whatever the word of the Holy Spirit coming to the church, those who have ear, listen.
结果约翰听见了。
So John listened.
主耶稣的母亲也听见了。
And the mother of Jesus heard it.
还有许多凡是听见马太福音24章和路加福音21章话的人，他们都听见。
And many who have heard the word of the Lord recorded in Matthew 21 and Luke 24, they all listened.
许多犹太人，这是他们最后的一次逾越节。
To many Jews, they had their last Passover.
100万人死在刀下。
1 million were killed under the sword.
10万年轻人被掳到罗马去做奴隶。
100,000 young people taken captive into Rome.
但历史学家告诉我们说，
Historians told us,
在这些人里面，你找不到一个基督徒。
Among those being taken into captivity, you cannot find one Christian.
因为在大灾难来以前，
because before this great tribulation,
你看见约翰被提了。
John was taken.
他本来不在以弗所，最后在以弗所。
He was originally not in Ephesus, but now he stayed in Ephesus.
那一次很可能就死在大灾难中。
Some would have already been killed under the tribulation.
但是问题在这里。
Now the problem is,
保罗已经到荣耀里面去。
Paul was already taken into glory.
保罗所服侍的以弗所教会。
The church in Ephesus, where Paul used to serve.
保罗所服侍的哥罗西教会。
And the church in Colossae,Paul used to serve.
在我保罗寻道的时候，
On the day when Paul was martyred,
在所有的教会里面是最成熟的。
It was he, she was the most mature church among the churches.
现在谁来照顾他们？
Now who is going to shepherd this church?
有保罗服侍过的教会，有谁能够继续带领？
Who can take on the baton after Paul, after his shepherd?
因为主保罗是个支搭帐篷的。
Because Paul was a tent maker.
他知道怎么叫教会能够成长。
He knew how to grow the church.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
主认识他的教会。
But the Lord knows his church.
所以请记得。
So please remember.
在使徒行传里面，约翰好像一句话你都听不见他。
In the whole book of Acts, you cannot listen to one word from John.
现在，
Now,
他经过大灾难。
After the tribulation,
他真的遵守主忍耐的道。
He obeyed the word of the Lord's patience.
等到一旦声音说，你们在城里要赶快出来。
When the Lord warned them, those who were in the city, run away.
你看见约翰 就果然逃避了大灾难。
You saw John able to escape this tribulation.
所以当约翰讲到得胜者被提的时候
，So when John was talking about overcomer being taken refuge,
他亲身是经过。
He himself have experienced it.
所以当教会荒凉的时候
，So when a church is desolate,
那么问题在这里。
The problem here is,
如果世界掌权，肉体掌权。
If the Lord is reigning, the flesh is governing the church.
如果世界进到教会，肉体进到教会。
If the world and the flesh has entered into the church,
那看样子圣灵是一点办法也没有了。
It seems like the Holy Spirit cannot do anything.
看样子教会一定要老化。
And the church will certainly age.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
You understand?
所以在我们这些充满肉体的人
，So among all of us who are full of flesh.
如果我们肉体没有经过十字架的对付
，If our flesh haven't been dealt with by the cross,
我们只要一碰教会
，As long as we come,
你看见教会非老化不可
，The church immediately will age.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
现在保罗到荣耀里面去
，Now Paul is not taken in the glory.
所有的道我们都听过了
，We have heard all of the doctrine.
成长的道我们也都听过了
，The truth about the growth.
教会应该怎样成熟我们也知道
，How the church should grow.
那如果这样的话。
If that's the case,
约翰的脸上有皱纹。
Now John himself's face got wrinkled.
这个不稀奇。
It is not surprising.
因为在亚当里的，你看见这就是那个结果。
Because in old Adam, it will age.
怎么在教会里面也发现有皱纹
？But then how come the church also got wrinkled?
怎么在教会里面也有玷污呢
？How come the church also have spots?
当老约翰怀念这亚细亚的七个教会的时候。
When old John was missing the seven churches in Asia Minor,
你看见教会果然老化了。
He saw indeed the church has aged.
七个教会有五个教会需要悔改。
Among the seven churches, five of them needs repentance.
我问弟兄姊妹
，Let me ask you.
今天你觉得教会需要悔改吗
？Do you think the church needs to repent?
你说世界需要悔改。
Of course, the world needs to repent.
教会好像不需要悔改。
The church doesn't need repentance.
但这个话是主自己说的。
This is the word from the Lord.
在保罗写书信给七封教给教会七封书信的时候
，When Paul wrote his letters to the churches,
圣灵说话
，The Holy Spirit
主对教会说话
，The Lord spoke through the Holy Spirit.
但是借着保罗说话
，Through Paul，
好像转一个弯一样
，It's like turning around.
等待教会荒凉的时候
，When the church was desolate，
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
sisters， 这一回主是直接说话
，This time the Lord Himself speaks.
所以如果主所说的话。
So if it is the word from the Lord himself,
他亲身说过的话
he speaks directly.
如果是用红字来印出来的话
if you use red letter,
马太福音
the book of Matthew,
60% 都是红的
60% are red in color.
当你读到启示录第二章第三章的时候
and then Revelation 2 and 3,
全部几乎都是红的
almost all in red.
为什么
Why?
因为主亲自的说话
because the Lord speaks directly.Isn't it amazing?
所以在这里我们一定要知道
You must understand
什么时候主亲自说话
Whenever the Lord speaks directly
你看见这是一件非常严肃的事
This is a solemn serious matter
而且要记得
And you need to remember
保罗、扫罗、约翰也许那一次就被困在耶路撒冷
Maybe John was locked in Jerusalem
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
主叫他经过大灾难
The Lord let him experience the great tribulation.
最后被提到一个地方。
And then he was taken into another place.
他能够继续服侍教会。
He could continue to serve the church.
但是记得。
But remember.
当约翰被呼召的时候。
When John was called.
他正在捕网。
He was mending the net.
所以他的执事乃是捕网的执事。
So John's ministry was mending the net.
现在网破了。
Now the net was broken.
所以有约翰福音。
That's why we have the book of John.
现在教会荒凉了。
Now the church is desolate.
所以有启示录。
That's why we have the book of Revelation.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？Do you understand, brothers?
所以当我们读启示录的时候
，So as we read the book of Revelation,
我们要知道是耶稣基督的启示。
Remember, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
不过不是云端的这一头。
But it's not the revelation on this side of the cloud.
云端的这一头，我们的主是启示了他自己。
On the this side of the cloud, the vision.The Lord has already given us.
所以我们才知道说我们的主是在父的怀里。
That's why we understand the Lord, the begotten Son, lying in the bosom of the Father.
这就是约翰福音。
This is the book of John.
但是到底我们的主升天以后
，But after the Lord has ascended,
被那朵云彩接走了以后
，Covered and taken by the cloud.
对于约翰来讲是一个谜。
To John, it was a mystery.
一切都是谜。
All mystery.
可是现在主要托付他。
But now the Lord has given John.
如果创世纪是 Alpha 的话。
If Genesis is Alpha.
启示录应该是 Omega.
Revelation should be Omega.
如果起初神创造天和地。
If in the beginning God created the heavens and earth.
现在我们应该知道神为什么创造天和地。
Now we need to understand why God would create heavens and earth.
我们的地球难道就真的是所有星球里面一个星球而已吗？
Is it true that the earth is only one of the many, many planets?
如果这样的话，主为什么叫我们祷告说？
If that's the case, why would the Lord ask us to pray?
但愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as in heaven.
今天神的旨意行在天上没有困难。
It's no question at all. The Lord will be accomplished in heaven.
但神的旨意行在我们中间是困难重重。
But in order for the will of God to be accomplished on earth, it was full of difficulties.
所以明白吗？
So do you understand?
如果讲到神的旨意通行。
If you're talking about accomplishment of the Lord's will,
不是天上的故事,
it is not a story in heaven.
是地上的故事,
it is a story on earth.
神的旨意能不能同行?
Whether the God's will can be accomplished.
你就问说,
you must
最后,
ask,
果然这个地球是神的太空船吗?
Is it the earth like a spaceship of God?
神有个 mission, 神有个旨意。
God has a mission, a purpose.
我们知道太空总署 NASA 是为借助太空船来达到一些很重要的使命。
You know, NASA used space shuttle to accomplish very important mission.
我还记得当人类刚刚登陆月亮的时候。
I remember when human being first started land on the moon.
那个时候我在纽约。
I was in, Brother Chen was in New York.
这第二天早晨读报纸，纽约时报一大半只有一个广告。
Second morning, New York Times.Big advertisement, only one.
那个广告非常有意思。
A very meaningful.
我永远不会忘记。
I will never forget.
为什么人登陆月亮，结果下面有人做一个这样的广告呢？
How come when man landed on the moon, there would be one commercial advertisement?
他这只有一句话。
Only one word, one line.
他虽然丑。
Even though he's ugly.
但他终于把你带到那里。
Finally, he was brought into there.
他主要是讲那个太空船很丑啊。
He's talking about the spaceship very ugly.
结果你看见太空终于把这个虽然很丑，但这个太空船终于把人带到月亮上。
Even though the spaceship was very ugly, still it had brought men to land on the moon.
那谁要做这个广告呢？
Who would have this advertisement?
在那个大的太空船旁边，我才晓得原来有个广告。
Under or right next to the big spaceship.
因为在那个时候啊，在美国也好，在南美也好。
Because back then, whether it's America or South America,
到处跑一种车子叫乌龟车，叫 Volkswagen.
There was a lot of very popular cars called Volkswagen Little Beetle.
这个原来是 Volkswagen 做的广告。
It was advertisement from Volkswagen.
意思就是说 ，Volkswagen 虽然很丑，但它可以带你要说去的地方。
So he meant was even Volkswagen doesn't look good like a little ugly beetle, but he can bring you to anywhere you like.
明白吗？
You understand?
在这里很明显有一个 NASA 的太空船。
Here is a NASA spaceship.
终于叫 NASA 心中想做的事终于完成。
But the spaceship accomplished the mission of NASA.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到我们的地球？
Have you ever thought our Earth?
乃是神的太空船。
Is indeed the spaceship of God.
神要借着它来完成他的旨。
God meant to use it to accomplish His own purpose.
所以主就教导我们祷告。
That's why the Lord asks us to pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our heavenly Father.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在地上。
Thy will be done on earth as in heaven.
地球虽然小。
Even though the earth is so tiny,
神的旨意最后要借着地球来完成。
But God's purpose will finally be accomplished on earth.
创世纪告诉我们 Alpha,
Genesis is Alpha.
神当初怎么创造这个地球？
How God in the beginning created heaven and earth.
到了 Omega 的时候，
When it comes to Omega,
我们要问说，
We need to ask,
神的旨意完成了吗？
Has God's purpose been accomplished?
如果神的旨意完成了，
If God's purpose has been accomplished,
我们就知道为什么地球是地球。
Then we understand why the earth is earth.
为什么太空是太空？
Why the space is space?
到底宇宙有什么意义？
What is the meaning of the whole universe?
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So do you understand, brothers?
在云端的这一面，
On this side of the cloud,
这是约翰福音。
This is the book of John.
但云端的那一面，
On the other side of the cloud,
是启示录。
Is Revelation.
现在来到了宇宙最后的结局。
Now we have come to the end, the final end of the earth.
起初我们只知道有地球。
In the beginning, we only understand the earth.
我们知道有太阳。
We understand the sun.
我们知道有宇宙。
And the space.
到了 Omega.
Now we come to Omega.
到了是要完成他工作以前。
The finale of God's work.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
现在回过头去看。
And as you look back and
你知道地球为什么是地球。
Then you understand the meaning of the earth.
太阳为什么是太阳。
And why the sun.
月亮为什么是月亮。
And the moon.
宇宙为什么是宇宙
？Why is the existence of the universe？
感谢主。
We thank God。
约翰，当他主把这个圣灵神把他带到巴摩海岛
，When John was brought into the island of Patmos，
神就把宇宙的面纱揭开了。
God has unveiled the universe to John。
他立刻就说到：“看到他驾云降临。
”Immediately he saw, look.He's coming down in the cloud.
自从主升天以后
，Ever since the Lord was taken into heaven,
他记得是那朵云彩把我们的主接到天上。
And he remembered it was the cloud who has brought the Lord up into heaven.
每天他的盼望是那朵云彩把我们主带回来。
Every day he was longing and waiting the cloud would bring the Lord back.
50年过去了
，50 years have gone.
60个春天跟冬天都过去了
，60 springs and Winter has left.
好像天上一点动静也没有。
But there was no sign of the Lord's return.
但是爱主的约翰。
But John, who really loved the Lord,
他一心都一直希望说主耶稣啊，我愿意你来。
He was always waiting and praying, Lord, will you come?
他知道是那朵云彩把我们主接走。
He knew it was the cloud that has taken the Lord up.
也是那朵云彩要把我们主接回来。
And that very same cloud would bring the Lord back.
所以当你读启示录的时候
，So as you read Revelation,
好几次讲了云
，Several times it mentioned about the cloud.
为什么
？Why?
因为那朵云是代表我们的主，那云彩要把我们的主带回来。
Because that cloud represents one day it will bring our Lord back.
就是那个朵云彩。
It is that cloud.
叫他看不见就升天以后的情形。
That cloud has covered what happened after the Lord has ascended.
还是感谢主。
But we thank God.
当他在巴摩海岛。
While he was on the island of Patmos.
他一转过身来。
As he turned around.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他看见。
He saw.
他终于看见他日夜所怀念的主。
Finally he saw the Lord.He has been longing day after day.
本来那位主他是可以躺在主怀里。
Originally, it's the Lord. He, John has a light and
现在
on his bosom.
他一看见这位主
，But now as he saw the Lord,
他就扑倒在主的脚前。
He fell totally before the Lord.
像死了的人
，like a dead man.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
同样的一位主
，the same Lord Jesus.
他看见的是升到荣耀的主。
Is the Lord now taken into glory?
明白吗
？You understand?
他还记得。
He still remember.
他在地上。
While he was on earth.
他最后看见主挂在天地之间。
When he saw the Lord crucified on the cross, hung between the heaven and earth.
你记不记得他的 master， 就是他的主人，他的施洗约翰告诉他说：“看哪，神的羔羊。
”Remember John's original master, John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
他就跟随了我们的主。
That's why he turned and followed the Lord.
羔羊无论往哪里去
，and wherever the lamb goes，
他都跟随。
He would follow.
从此以后
，and from then，
他写日记完全根据羔羊的脚踪来写日记。
His diary was always together with the diary of the lamb.
所以第一个逾越节
，That's why the first Passover.
第二个逾越节
，Second Passover.
第三个逾越节
，And the third Passover.
第四个逾越节
，Even the fourth Passover.
你读到约翰福音，有知道有四。
As you read the book of John, you can see four.
所以主耶稣在地上有33年半之久。
So the Lord has lived 33.5 years.
如果你读的马太、马可、路加的话
，According to Mark, John, and Luke,
只有一个逾越节
，Only one Passover.
好像我们的主来到地上只有31年。
It's like only 31 years.
弟兄姊妹，要认识我们的主。
If you want to understand our Lord,
要根据跟随，要根据羔羊同伴的日记。
You must follow the diary of the companion of the Lamb.
所以就约翰福音告诉我们
，Only the book of John tells us.
我们的主经过四个逾越节。
Our Lord has gone past four Passover.
他刚刚出来传道是三十岁。
When he first started to preach the God's the word,
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
他在地上大概是三十三年多之久。
He had gone lived more than 33 years.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
这个就根据约翰的日记。
This is according to the diary of John.
约翰是跟随羔羊的。
John is the one who followed
the Lamb. 羔羊无论往哪里去
，wherever the Lamb goes,
他都跟随。
He will follow.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
主说
，the Lord says,
牧人被击打，羊就分散。
When the shepherd was stricken, the sheep will scatter.
十二个门徒统统逃走了。
The 12 disciples, they all Scattered.
有一个奥秘我们到现在不知道
But there's one mystery you don't understand.
为什么约翰又回到十字架的旁边
Why would John then return to the cross?
这是奥秘
This is a mystery.
每一个人按道理来讲都要逃走了
According to what was recorded, everyone scattered.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们的主要为羔羊神要为羔羊找一个见证人
Our God needs to find one testimony for the sake of the Lamb.
就在那一年庆祝逾越节的时候
In that year when they celebrated Passover,
从十二点到三点钟
from 12 o'clock in the noon to 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
你看许多人到圣殿里面去
Heaps of people would gather into the temple.
因为最少有25万只的羔羊要被宰杀
At least 250,000 lambs would be slaughtered.
所以大概有100万人在那里庆祝逾越节
There might be 1 million Jews celebrating Passover.
所以从十二点到三点钟，各个一家都领回去那个被杀的羔羊
From 12 noon to 3 o'clock noon, each family would take back the lamb that was slain.
逾越节的羔羊
The lamb of the Passover.
就在中午的时候。
In noontime,
我们的主在十字架上说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
Right in the noon, the Lord said on the cross, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
到了下午三点钟的时候
，When it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
我们的主就断气了。
Our Lord died.
弟兄姊妹
，He breathed last breath.
有一个门徒可以做见证
，But one disciple could testify.
他知道挂在天地之间的
，He knew that the one who is now hung between earth. And heaven.
就是神的羔羊
He is the Lamb of God.
刚刚好就是在逾越节同一个时候
It was right at the same moment of Passover.
每年过逾越节
Every year as they celebrate.
约翰都知道说逾越节羔羊不过是图画
He knew that the lamb that was slain was only a shadow, a picture.
他从来没有看见实体真的羔羊
He's never seen the true Passover lamb.
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters.
永远约翰不会忘记那幅图画。
John would never have forgotten that picture.
他一生要想形容那幅图画。
His whole life is to describe that picture.
到底我怎么形容在十字架上那幅图画
？How can I describe the picture on the cross?
到了晚年的时候
，When he comes to his old age，
到了快100岁的时候
，Almost 100 years old，
他找到了。
He found it.
他找到一句话
He found one word.
你怎么形容在十字架上那幅图画呢
That can describe the picture of the cross, the crucifixion.
约翰说
And John said,
神就是爱
God is love.
没有人能为爱下定义
No one can give a definition about love.
当我们的主为我们挂在天地之间的时候
But when the Lord was crucified, hung between the earth and heaven,
你知道
you know,
什么叫做爱
You know what is love.
如果我们的主是神的羔羊
If the Lord, our Lord, is the Lamb of God,
十字架当然代表祭坛
Of course, the cross represents the altar.
请大家记得
But still, you need to remember.
从此以后我们的地球不再是地球
Our earth is no longer just an earth.
哪里有祭坛，哪里就有外院。
Wherever there is an altar, there will be the outer court.
明白吗
？You understand?
感谢主。
We thank God.
现在整个的地球就变成了外院。
Now the whole earth has become the outer court.
但这只是故事的一部分。
But this is only part of the story.
这只是奥秘的一部分。
Part of the mystery.
一直等到。他转过身来
Until when he turned around
他眼睛的鳞片掉下来了
The scale on his eyes fell.
他看见什么？
He saw.
看见我们的主是在至圣圣所。
He saw our Lord already in the sanctuary.
这个圣所当然是天上的圣所。
Of course, we are talking about the holy place.
那圣所里面应该有金灯台，对不对？
In the holy place, there should be golden lamps.
按道理来讲，作为一个犹太人。
According to the Jew,
你看见一个金灯台上面有七支才对，对不对？
You should have seen seven lampstands.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't that amazing?
现在不是一个金灯台有七支。
Now it's not one golden lampstand with seven branches.
现在有七个金灯台。
But there are seven lampstands.
我们的主升到天上。
Now the Lord has ascended.
做我们的大祭司。
He has become our high priest.
他不是不能够体恤我们的软弱。
He's not the one that cannot sympathize with
us. 他为我们长远活着。
He lives forever for our sake.
他也为我们代祷。
He intercedes for us.
就是这么多。
Is that all?
就是圣经里面告诉这么多吗？
Is that all his?
就升到天上去，
ascend into heaven.
他是万王之王，
He's the King of kings.
万主之主，
Lord of lords.
坐在神的宝座上，
enthroned at the throne of God.
但稀奇不稀奇？
But isn't amazing?
在这里给我们看见说有一个圣所，
Here we can see a sanctuary.
我们主升天的时候，
As the Lord ascended into heaven,
他就进到圣所。
He has entered into the sanctuary.
圣所里面有灯台。
In the sanctuary, there is lamps, golden lamps. But thank the Lord.
现在神要把那个面纱为我们揭开。
But now the Lord wants to remove the veil.
如果是犹太的圣殿的话，
If it is the Jewish temple,
那个金灯台上面有七支的。
Should be one lampstand with seven branches.
但是感谢主。
But we thank.
现在你看见这里有七个金灯台。
But here we can see seven lampstands.
而且我们的主就在中间。
And then the Lord walks among them.
他身穿长衣，直垂到脚。
Wearing a long robe down to his feet.
换一句话说。
In other words,
他就是大祭司。
He is the high priest.
现在他手里拿着金剪刀。
Now he is holding in his hand the golden scissors.
他看见什么时候这个灯芯冒烟了。
Whenever the wick is, the lampstand starts smoldering.
灯芯冒烟了。
Right, starting to burn.
就证明生肉，就证明身体老化了。
It proves that the body has aged.
只有肉体能冒黑烟的。
Only the flesh.Will cause the lampstand to smoke.
所以这个时候你看见吗？就因为缺少油了。
Why? Because it is lack of oil.
所以现在让这个灯芯更浸在油里面。
So we need to put the wick down into the oil.
那这是大祭司做的事。
This is the function, the work.
然后如果灯芯太长了，稍微修剪一点。
Or the wick is too long, he needs to cut it short.
然后慢慢慢的让它继续的发光。
And then will continue to glow bright.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
约翰当初他看见的是地上的教会。
John originally only saw the churches on earth.
他服侍的是地上的教会。
He served the churches on earth.
他看见以弗所本来在天上。
He saw originally the church in Ephesus was in heaven.
掉到地上来了。
But now fell to the ground.
本来有的是起初的爱。
Originally with the first love,
他居然坠落了。
And now he had fallen.
像一个星坠落到地上一样。
Like a star fell onto the earth.
那颗星本来是那么高。
Originally the star was high up.
现在到了这么低。
But now it's so low down.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 同样是以弗所的教会。
The same church in Ephesus.
明白吗？
You understand?
所以在这里给我们看见。
Here we can see.
教会老化了。
The church has aged.
那么教会老化的拯救在什么地方？
Where is the solutions of the aging?
迟早你要看见你的，只要看见我们的地球不再是地球。
You must see one day the earth is no longer just an earth.
当我们主升到圣所。
When the Lord ascended into the sanctuary.
这第一章、第二章、第三章。
Chapter 1, 2, and 3.
他行走在教会中间。
He walks among the churches.
所以不要忘记弟兄。
So don't forget.
我们的主是大祭司。
Our Lord is the high priest.
他升到天上。
As he ascended into heaven.
他不只为我们代祷。
Not only he prayed for us.
他拿着金剪刀。
He's also holding the golden scissors.
感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord.
叫最后主要得着荣耀的教会。
At the end he will receive a glorious church.
所以没有一个地上的肉体能够打倒天上的旨意。
No flesh on earth can attain the heavenly.
你看一看教会的光景。
If you look at the church condition.
你会叹气。
You will sigh.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the
Lord. 你就要肯转回过头来。
Just need to turn around.
满了盼望。
You will be full of hope.
你知道说没有人能够推翻神的旨意。
You can see, be sure that no one can decline, can destroy the word of God.
有的人说我就是个肉体。
Someone will say, I'm a flesh.
你拿我一点办法也没有。
No way you can deal with me.
不管你没有办法。
Not only you don't have any way,
连我们的主也没有办法。
Even the Lord cannot deal with it.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会是注定要失败吗？
Is it true that the church will certainly fail?
教会是注定要软弱吗？
The certainly become weak.
教会是注定要分裂吗？
Is the church definitely going to be divided?
所以给我们看见。
Here we can see,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果我们真的看见像约翰所看见
we can really see what John has seen.
想想看弟兄姊妹
think,
如果他刚刚经历这个地球好像外缘一样
if he has only just experienced the earth is like the outer court,
现在主升天升到了圣所
now the Lord has ascended into the sanctuary,
到启示录第四章第五章
now coming to the book of Revelation chapter 4 and 5,
终于到了至圣所
Now he has come into the Holy of Holies.
你怎么知道至圣所？
How can you know it's the Holy of Holies?
神的宝座在哪里？
Because the throne of God was
there. 基路伯在哪里？
The cherubim.
神的荣耀在哪里？
The glory of God was there.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗？
Now you can see.
我们眼中所看见的是以弗所的教会。
We can see with our eyes the church in Ephesus.
我们眼中所看见的是老底家的教会。
Or the church in Laodicea.
但是约翰现在所看见
But now John was seeing
稀奇不稀奇
Amazing
如果这个地球是外缘
Again remember if the earth is like the outer court
如果我们的主升到天上先是到圣所然后到至圣所
If the Lord has ascended into the holy place and then to the holy of the holy
从外院到至圣所
From the outer court to the holy of the holy
这就是神的殿
This isThe temple of God.
所以自从我们主钉在十字架以后
Ever since our Lord was crucified,
然后我们主复活又升天
Then we have the resurrection and the ascension
从此以后
From then
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
从外院到至圣所的路不再是水平的是垂直的
From the outer court to the holy of the holies It's no longer horizontal but vertical
你明白吗弟兄姊妹
Do you understand?
在雅各以为的道路都是水平的道路
In Jacob Time is like horizontal.
他的世界是个 flat land. 他世界是两度空间。
It's only two-dimensional flat land.
所以他像毛毛虫一样。
It's like a caterpillar.
他爬来爬去就在那块地上。
He could only climb and crawl on the ground.
他从来没有看见说。
He never could.
有一条路是垂直的。
There's a way it's called vertical.
他从来不晓得有个坐标是向上的。
There's one axis. It's called the vertical axis.
感谢主。那一次主光照他
Thank the Lord The Lord has revealed
主要改变他
The Lord wants to change him
要让他从毛毛虫变成一只蝴蝶
From a caterpillar Turning into a butterfly
结果能够翱翔在空中
Then he can fly over the sky
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
但愿主开我们的眼睛
May the Lord open our eyes
我们最多只看见地上的种种
We can only see all the things happening on earth
要记得一件事
But remember
在神的心目中
In God's heart,
如果要得着敬拜的话
if he wants to receive worship,
整个的宇宙就是那个圣殿
the whole universe is the temple.
明白吗？我们这些在地上用十字架宝血赎回来的人
for all of us who have been ransomed by the blood of the Lamb,
从此以后
from now on,
感谢主
we thank the Lord.
根据主的话我们的主为我们开了一条又新又活的路
According to the Bible, the Lord has opened a new and living way for us.
我们虽然在地上
even though we are on earth,
好像在天上
but we are as in heaven.
你说这怎么一回事呢？
How can this be?
这就是新天新地的故事啊。
This is the new Jerusalem, new
水
heaven and earth.
活水是从宝座上流出来的。
The living water comes from the throne.
明白吗？
You understand?
结果就把天跟地就联合在一起。
And that's how the Heaven and earth being joined.
自从五旬节圣灵降下来以后
Ever since the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
弟兄姊妹，要记得
You must remember.
活水的江河从天上就开始发源了
The living stream started from heaven.
所以整个宇宙就是圣殿一样
So the whole universe is the God temple.
乃是神的居所
Where is the
神说
dwelling place of God?
我要住在这里
God says, I will dwell among the people.
弟兄姊妹，你看见我们的主虽然在神虽然在至圣所
，Even though the Lord is in the holy of the holies,
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord.
是圣灵在五旬节叫天跟地连在一起。
It's the Holy Spirit through the Pentecost joined heaven with earth.
所以你读圣经的时候
，So as you read the Bible,
五旬节那一天
，On the day of Pentecost,
所有在地上的人
，Everyone on earth
被这个活水江河。经过的时候
as they allow the water from heaven come through
那个叫做圣灵的浸
that was the baptism of the Holy Spirit
所以如果讲到活水的地上这一端这个叫做浸
On the earthly realm is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但如果你仔细读圣经的话，
but if you read carefully the Bible,
特别讲到天上那一端，
talking on the heavenly realm,
那叫做浇灌。
It is called the outpouring of the Spirit.
水浇灌是讲到活水江河天上那一端。
The outpouring referring to the heavenly realm, the living water coming down.
圣灵的浸是指着地上这一端。
The baptism of the Spirit talks about happening on earth.
所以感谢主。
So we thank God.
从五旬节以后，
on the day of Pentecost,
你看天和地就连接。
You can see that heaven has been joined.
圣灵就住在你里面，住在我里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in you and in me.
时候将到。
When the time comes,
如今就是。
And now it is.
那真正拜父的，
those who truly worship the Father,
是用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Will worship in the spirit and truth.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't that amazing?
现在我们与天是连接的。
Now we are joined with heaven.
因为圣灵像活水的江河。
Because the Holy Spirit is like a living stream.
是一直连于神的宝座的。
Joined source from the throne of God.
所以我们只要来到我们的神处。
So as we come to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，只要来到至圣所。
As we come to the holy, most holy place,
请我记得。
You must remember,
我们就能够碰见活水。
Then we can feel and touch the living water.
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
真正拜父的。
Those who truly worship,
要心灵和诚实。
Must worship Him in spirit and truth.
这叫做新约。
This is the meaning of the New Testament.
是谁告诉我们神是个灵？
God told us He is the Spirit.
拜他的要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Worshipper of Him must be in the Spirit and truth.
是约翰告诉我们的。
It is John telling us.
现在有约翰给我们看见。
Because John is now causing us to see.
自从我们的主为我们钉十字架。
Ever since our Lord was crucified on the cross.
自从我们的主为我们升到天上。
Ever since He ascended for our sake.
地球不一样了。
The earth is no longer the
earth. 宇宙不一样。
The universe is no longer the same.
地球变成外院。
The earth is the outer court.
整个宇宙变成神的居所。
The whole universe is the temple of God.
我们这些在地上的人。
People like us on earth.
按道理来讲，如果犹太人在外院，就不可能进到圣所。
You know, according to the Jews, if you're in outer court, you cannot enter into the most.
那一条亲近神的路从来没有打通过。
That way of entrance is never open.
所以就一年一度。
Only once a year,
大祭司带着血进到宝座。
The high priest bringing with him the blood, then he could enter.
在这么多人里面，
among the whole crowd,
就一个人是代表。
Only one representative,
而只有一年一次。
Only once a year,
每一个人真的来到神面前。
Everyone who would like to come to God,
每年告诉我们亲近神的路是怎样的路。
What would they tell about the entrance to the most?
那个血是祭坛的血。
The blood is from the altar.
你只有带着祭坛的血。
Only with the blood from the altar.
大祭司一年一度可以来到神面前。
Then the high priest once a year can come before God.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
这就告诉我们说，
He's telling us.
有一天我们的主为我们挂在十字架。
One day when the Lord was crucified on the cross.
这个血是在外院祭坛上的血。
The blood was from the outer court on the altar.
他带着那个血。
He brought that blood.
我们的主为我们升到天上。
Our Lord ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
What does it mean?
从此以后，
From there,
幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The veil was broken into half from top to bottom.
那在十字架上，我们的主断气的时候所发生的事。
When the Lord breathed His last breath, what happened was the veil temple of the temple broken into half.
现在靠着主耶稣的血。
But now, according by this blood,
我们可以坦然无惧的来到神的面前。
Now with boldness, we can also come to the throne of God.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是什么故事呢？
What does it mean?
本来我们的罪叫我们与神离开不知道有多远。
Originally, our sins has caused us to depart way, way from God.
罪叫我们离开父神有多远。
You know how sin had caused us to be apart from God.
你就知道天离开地有多远。
It's like how far the earth is from heaven.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
现在时候到了。
Now the time has come.
真正拜父的用心灵和诚实拜。
The true worshippers of God will worship Him in spirit and truth.
我们在地好像在天。
We are on earth but like in heaven.
弟兄们。
Brothers.
现在年轻人很高兴。
Young people are very happy.
我不管到什么地方。
Wherever I went.
你看见年轻人都是低头族的。
You know, all young people are nodding their heads.
本来只有基督徒是头是低的。
Originally, it was only Christians who would have their heads down.
现在所有年轻人头都是低的。
But now all young people, their heads are always low. Why?
因为他们手里有一个手机。
Because they have their smartphone
他们要看看里，他们要再从这个手机里面来看这个世界。
They want to understand the world through the smartphone.
然后他就和所有人做朋友了。
And they want to befriend many.
我要问大家
with the world.
为什么在洛杉矶的祖母？
Let me tell you. Let me ask you. Why? How come in Los Angeles the headquarters?
和在雪梨的孙子能够彼此有交通
？The grandmother in Los Angeles can talk to the grandson in Sydney.
那有一个软体叫做 FaceTime， 就是说大家可以见面的时候了。
There's one software called one app is called FaceTime.
见面的时候，两个人一定在一个房间里啊。
You know, FaceTime you have to meet face to face.
结果一个在洛杉矶，一个在雪梨。
In one room.But one is in Los Angeles, one is in Sydney.
你看见祖母和孙子他们谈话谈得很好。
A grandmom can talk to the grandson like face to face.
我要请问大家。
Let me ask you.
什么原因呢？
How can that be?
这就是我们普通所说的通联网 Internet.
This is because of the Internet.
你看好像通联网就把我们连在一起了。
Like Internet is joining all of us together.
明白吗弟兄姊妹？
You understand?
圣灵就是我们的通联网。
Holy Spirit is our internet.
我们离开神不知道有多远。
We have been departing from the Lord, from God for so long.
你怎样借着 FaceTime 和你的孙子有来往？
How can you via FaceTime app communicate?
一个在洛杉矶，
with your grandchildren?
一个在澳洲。
One is Los Angeles, one is in Sydney.
感谢主。
But we thank God.
一个在天上，一个在地上。
One is in heaven, one is on earth.
你怎么能够与主有交通？
How can you commune with the Lord?
你怎么可以来到主的脚前？
How can you come to the feet of God?
明白吗？
You understand?
在旧约的时候，
You know, in the Old Testament.
我大家记不记得有这样的一个祷告？
Do you remember there was a prayer in the Old Testament?
那是一幅图画。
It's like a picture.
老约翰，大卫怎么祷告呢？
How David prayed.
他说我们是来到你的脚凳前下拜。
We have come to the, your footstool to worship you.
那弟兄姊妹，这句话太诗意了。
You know, this is so deep meaning here.
诗意 ,too poetic. 太诗意了。Too poetic.
Too poetic.
Yeah, 太诗意了。那现在我们要问。
Now let's ask this question.
那为什么圣经说，保大卫说，我来到你脚前下，在脚凳前下拜。
Why would David say, I would worship you at your footstool?
原来
Indeed,
圣殿里面的约柜，至圣所的约柜。
Indeed, the ark in the temple,
在圣经里面指着神的脚凳来说的。
The ark actually refers in the Bible to the footstool of God.
神是远远高高在上。
God is way, way higher up.
如果你要来到他面前下拜
，If you want to worship before Him,
你怎么知道神的同在在这里？
How can you be sure that God's presence is here?
但是还有一次
It's very meaningful.
在旧约有一幅图画
In the Old Testament there's a picture.
好像我们的神呢有一个脚他一直伸到地上来了
Like our God has a foot. He was extending his foot.
那么如果神的同在借着他两只脚悬到地上来的话
If the Lord's two feet is coming down on earth.
这两条腿不能悬在空中的
The two feet cannot be hung between the air.
这个两条腿一定有安息的地方。
The two feet must rest on something.
那普通我们说这是我的脚凳。
If normally we refer this is my footstool.
这什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是说叫我的脚能够得着安息。
So my leg can rest.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
You understand?
如果在至圣所里面。
If in the most holy place,
最中心的是约柜。
The central theme is the ark.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us
这个约柜是代表什么？是代表神的脚凳。
The ark represents the footstool of God.
明白吗？弟兄
，understand?
所以如果你来到圣殿
，So if you come to the holy place,
你光在祭坛，光在外院，你还没有亲近神。
If you just come to the outer court, you haven't come to God.
你还没有拜到神。
You have to.
还没有拜到
神。You haven't actually worship God.
不要忘记了，我在这里用一个词是很重要的。
My word is very
important. 所有犹太人到了圣殿都敬拜的。
You know, all Jews as they come to the temple, they worship God.
他们在外院是敬拜没有错。
They worship God in the outer court.
但是没有拜到神。
But they haven't come to the real worship.
明白吗？意思他是拜，好像你看见，但你没看到。
They worship, but they haven't come to the real worship.
你听见，但你没有听到。
You hear, but you didn't. You listen, but you didn't hear.
所以明白吗？所以今天也是一样的。
The same for us.
许多人都来做礼拜。
So many of us come to worship.
许多人都来敬拜。
come to worship God,
在外院离开神还是远的。
But only in the outer court, still far from the most holy place. If you want to draw close,
你要像大祭司一样。
You must be like the high priest.
你要带着宝血来到至圣所。
You must bring with you the blood to the most holy place.
来到至圣所。
Come into the holy of holies.
就亲近他了。
Then you draw close to God.
好了，现在你开始下拜。
Now you start to begin to worship.
与大卫怎么说呢？
That's why David
said, 我们是在你脚前下拜。
We worship you at your footstool.
不，在你的脚凳前下拜。
We worship before your footstool.
什么意思，弟兄姊妹？
What does it mean?
神仍旧住在天上。
God still abides in heaven.
神不住在圣人所造的房屋里。
God will never dwell in the man, in the house made by man.
不过他乐意把他的同在一直延伸到地上。
But he's willing to pass on his presence down to earth.
所以在旧约这是一幅图画。
So in the Old Testament, this is a picture.
如果你真的要拜神的话，
if you really want to worship God,
当然你要来到至圣所。
Of course, you have to come to the most holy place.
如果你来到了约柜那里，
if you come to the ark,
约柜上面当然有施恩的宝座。
Of course, in the ark, this is the seat of mercy.
你看血就洒在那里。
And blood was shed on there.
所以这样我们可以来到神面前。
That's how we can come to the Lord.
靠着血，我们来到他面前来敬拜他。
Through the blood, we come to God and worship Him.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
什么叫做脚凳前下拜
？What is meant by worshiping before the footstool？
脚凳前下拜就是在主的脚前下拜。
That means we worship Him before His feet.
所以在旧约，人最多是来到神的脚前。
So in the Old Testament, the most near is to before the feet of God.
但是不要忘记。
But remember,
到了新约，
coming to the New Testament,
这一条道路已经为我们打开了。
That entrance, the door is open for us.
靠着主的宝血，
by the Lord's blood,
我们都可以来到他的脚前。
We can all come before His feet.
什么叫敬拜呢？
What is meant by worship?
敬拜就像玛利亚一样。
Worship is like Mary.
我们能够来到他的脚凳前下拜。
As we come and worship Him before His feet.
是我们的主带着我们来到父面前敬拜。
It is our Lord bringing us to the Father to worship.
就在这个时候。
It is at this time.
你看见主就对我们说话了。
Here the Lord tells us.
神就是在那个地方和摩西说话的。
It was there God spoke to Moses.
就在那个地方，人才能明白神的旨意。
It was there man can understand the purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
我们什么地方可以来朝见他呢？
Where can we worship Him?
我们是到礼拜堂去朝见他吗？
Coming to a church, do we?
无论在什么地方，
wherever you go,
只要你凭着心灵和诚实来拜他，
wherever you come with truth and in the spirit,
你很自然的就来到他的脚前。
Then naturally you have already come to his feet.
我不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
But don't forget,
来到主的脚前。
Coming to the feet of the Lord.
现在有新的意思了。
As new meaning for us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你真的活在主的脚前。
If you truly live before the Lord.
当然你敬拜。
Of course you will worship.
你也听见他说话。
You will also listen to him.
更重要的。
But more important.
主把他自己就启示给我。
The Lord will reveal Himself to you.
等一等你就看见。
Then you will find.
那一双脚不是普通的脚。
The two feet are not ordinary feet.
那一双脚是为我们钉在十字架上
的脚。But the feet that have been pierced and crucified for us on the.
如果你真的活在主的脚前。
If you truly live before the feet.
十字架的爱就感动我们。
The love of the cross will melt.
十字架就融化我们的心。
Will move your heart.
我们有再多的误会。
No matter how many misunderstandings,
我们不管在世界上怎么样被冤枉，
no matter how hard you have encountered, it's nothing.
你想到我们当初怎样顶撞我们的主，
if you recall how in the first place you have sinned against them,
像彼得一样，
just like Peter,
他所欠亏欠主的就是做工做二十二万年。都不能还清。
What he has owned the old master, even thousands of thousand years, he could never repay.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
但是我的弟兄
，but my brother，
也许是我的安德烈
，maybe my Andrew，
他得罪我
，he sinned against me，
他只欠我只欠他一百钱。
I only have owed
三个月做工就可以拿回来了。
Only 3 months wages, I can pay it off.
但是我记得我弟兄怎么得罪我。
But I still remember how my brother has sinned.
我要过去要掐着脖子，我不让他走。
I'm going to hold his neck and choke his throat.
明白吗？ 这就是主说为什么要饶恕人七十个七。
This is why the Lord said you must forgive 70 times 7 times.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这个启示
this revelation
乃是脚前的启示。
It is the revelation received before the feet of God.
如果你常常看见主流血钉痕的脚
if you always see the bleeding feet of the Lord on the cross,
你不只赦免
not only you will forgive, but you will forget.
如果一天赦免你的弟兄七次，你记得。
If you remember seven times how the brother has sinned,
如果一个弟兄得罪你七十个七次
but if a brother has sinned against you 70 times 7
等于每两分钟打你一针
just like every 2 minutes he gives you a shot
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister
你愿意不愿意忘记
are you willing to forgive
你能不能
and forget
忘记
and forget can you forget
你当然不能忘记
of course you cannot by yourself
但是感谢主
but thank the Lord
如果到了时候
But when the time comes,
你看见心神是个灵
you see that God is spirit.
我们来到他的脚前
as we come to his feet,
本来天离开地很远
originally, heaven is so far from the earth.
现在天跟地连在一起
but now the earth is joined with heaven.
当你与主交通的时候
as you have communion with the Lord,
在地好像在天一样
it's like on earth but in heaven.
明白吗弟兄姊妹
you understand, brother?
这些话
This word
实在的话
is in.
自从约翰看见了这个宇宙不同以后
，Ever since John saw the earth is no longer just the earth，
现在他就能够听见圣灵所说的话。
Now he could hear the words from the Holy Spirit。
不光这样
，Not only that，
他看见这位大祭司
，He saw the high priest。
他身穿长衣
，was robed a long robe，
直垂到脚
，down to his feet。
这什么意思
？What does it mean？
基督的身体，基督不止升天了。
Not only Christ has ascended，
教会是基督的身体。
Church, the church is Christ's body。
什么叫做身穿长衣
？What does it mean by a robe reaching down to his feet？
它包括了他身上所有的肢体。
That means it contains and includes all members of the body。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就是为什么在以弗所教会就一个。
That's why in the Why in the church or in Ephesus?
在推亚推拉只能有一个。
There's only one church in Thyatira.
在老底家只能有一个。
Only one church in Laodicea.
那为什么？难道是我们的主的算术算错了吗
？Why is did the Lord calculate wrongly?
我们的主算术没有错。
He never wrong.
你在以弗所只能一个。
There's only one church in Ephesus.
你在老底家只能有一个。
Only one church in Laodicea.
问题在哪？为什么是一个
？Why only one?
一个不在乎那个地方，是在乎那个地方上的合一。
One doesn't mean one locality, but the oneness in the whole area.
地方可以改变。
You can change locality.
你知道今天的伦敦
，You know London now，
跟当时圣经中的一个地方不是一样。
It's different from one particular destination in the Bible.
在达比的时候
，In Derby's time，
在伦敦有26个聚会。
In London there were 26 meeting places.
但达比说只能有一个教会。
But Darby said there can only be one church.
但如果你要知道圣经里面的地方是怎么讲的。
But if you refer to the Bible, what is it meant by one place?
圣经讲的加拉太是众教会。
But in Galatia, there's many churches in Galatia.
为什么
？Why?
因为加拉太是罗马的一个省。
Because Galatia is one province under the Roman Empire.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
达比时候的整个伦敦26个聚会等于。罗马一个省
，In Darby's time, the whole London 26 meeting places is just like one province in the Roman.
所以圣经讲的哥林多的教会
，So the Bible refers to the church in Corinth.
什么意思
？What does it mean？
那是指着只要全教会能聚在一起
，It refers to
就能有一个。
If all churches gather together in one place, only one possibility.
应该要彼此相爱。
Then you should love one another.
换一句话说
，In other words，
你找不到任何借口可以分开的。
You can find no excuse to be separated.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？You understand?
所以很清楚一件事。
They're very clear here.
只要全教会能聚在一起
，as long as the whole church can get，
只要从村子这一头走到那头二十分钟
，from here to there 20 minutes，
你没有理由可以和神的儿女分开。
You have no excuse that you do not meet.
肉体一直在找理由，一直在找理由，一直在找理由。
Your flesh is always finding excuse and excuse.
他明明是在一栋楼里面，他可以分成两个到三个。
You know, even on the one building, you have two or three different churches.
每次我到香港，我里面感觉很深。
You know, every time when I visit Hong Kong, I really feel very deep.
有的人说，圣经地方并不像像今天地方跟圣经地方不一样。
Some would say the Bible location is different reference from the.
但是不管怎么样
，But no matter what,
圣经的话说你要竭力保守圣灵的合一。
The Bible says.Try your best, strive to maintain the one.
竭力什么意思
？What does it mean by trying your best? No excuse.
竭力什么意思
？What does it mean?
就是说你是在时间受时间和空间的限制。
Yes, you are limited by space and time.
除非你受时间和空间的限制。
Be only when you are limited by space.
你找不到任何理由不爱你的弟兄。
You have no excuse not to love your brother.
明白吗？我们曾经在保罗，圣保罗。
Once Brother Chen was in St. Paul,
我们家里有七个兄弟。
In Brazil, we have seven brothers.
不管多忙
，No matter how busy,
我们起码能够吃一顿饭。
At least we have one meal together.
你知道这个家没有难处。
You know, this family would be great.
但如果我们都住在一个公寓里面
，But we all stay in one apartment.
我们连一顿饭都不能吃。
But we cannot even have one meal together.
你知道这个家一定出问题。
Then you know something wrong with this family.
所以不要告诉我
，So don't tell me
是怎样的情形。
Your excuse.
属灵的光景是非常非常清楚的。
It's very clear your spiritual condition.
今天你要找理由分裂是非常容易的。
If you want to find an excuse to divide,
所以在香港会有这种情形。
That's why it's happening in Hong Kong.
同样的一个 shopping mall,
one shopping mall.
同样的一层楼
same flat.
你往这边是一个会，往另外是另外一个会。
On the left hand side, you can find one church. On the right hand side, another congregation.
主的话说要爱你的邻舍。
The Lord said, "Love your neighbor."
那为什么爱邻舍我们就办不到呢
？How come we cannot love the neighbors?
为什么我们同样爱主的，我们一定要分成两个呢
？How come we do claim to love the Lord, we have to separate?
所以你明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？So brothers and sisters,
我们知道
，we know
今天的地方跟圣经的，今天我们普通所知道的地方受现在政治的影响。
We know the localities is influenced by the political system.
大家要小心弟兄姊妹。
But be careful.
我们有很多的理由。
We have so many excuses.
都可以和神的儿女们分开。
Can cause us to be divided from God's
children. 你不能够和，你当然是和宝圣纽约的弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
Of course you can love the brothers and sisters from New York.
他离开你很远。
They are so far away.
当然你可以跟保罗相爱。
Or you can love Paul.
他已经到荣耀里面去。
He's already taken into glory.
今天最难爱的
，But the hardest person
就是你坐在旁边的弟兄。
Is the one right next to you.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and
sisters, 如果你要和他分开
，If you want to divide and
separate, 你也可以找出很多很多的理由。
Truly, you can find many, many, many.
所以有一天主不是问说
，One day the Lord will.
为什么伦敦可以二十六个教会
？How come there are 26 churches in?
为什么伦敦是一个？
Only one church in London.
一个可能是对的
，maybe one is correct.
二十六个也可能是对的
，26 can also be right.
他们的存心就都知道。
The Lord knows the heart and motives.
明白吗
？You understand?
许多的分裂是许多的分开是许多的分是健康的分。
Many divisions are healthy divisions.
不能是 division. 许多的分开。
Both. Many separations can be healthy.
不这不，比方说我们。为人慢慢慢慢多起来了。
Like, for example, if we grow in number,
我们在不同的家里面聚会。
We live in different houses.
这种的分叫细胞分裂的分。
This is cell division.
你看见吗？这个并不是圣经中分门别类的分。
This is not what referred to divisive.
这个是在交通里面。
This is still keeping.
不是因为我们看法不一样。
Not because we see things different.
不是因为我受你受不了了。
Or I cannot bear you anymore.
所以现在有一个理由。你有一个聚会，我有另外一个聚会。
So because we have to divide now, you stay here, I go there.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们迟早有一天
，sooner or later we need to face.
都要向主负责的。
We will be accountable.
你明白吗
？You understand?
如果你说我们聚在一起是个单位的话
，If you say we are gathered together as one unit,
换一句话说
，In other words,
你就是金灯台。
You are a golden lampstand.
这些金灯台，人子要行走在中间。
And among the golden lampstands.The Son of Man would walk.
所有的弟兄们
，and then all brothers
要向主自己单独负责的。
You must, we must be accountable to the Lord.
你明白吗？许多时候我们说我们不能在一起。
Often we say we cannot be together.
因为我们受不了了。
I cannot
好
bear it anymore.
感谢主。 现在如果有清洁的良心，
If you have a clean conscience，
你真的是活在主面前的，
You truly live before the Lord，
你能够坦然无惧来到主面前，
You can come boldly before the Lord，
那不要忘记，
Then don't forget，
大家要看见整个的金灯台是单独向主负责，
Every golden lampstand is accountable individually，
你怕不怕他的金剪刀？
Do you fear his golden scissors?
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
所以很清楚给我们看。
So very clear we can see here.
当我们读启示录的时候，
As we read the book of Revelation,
为什么你看见我们的主是从头到脚是身穿长衣直垂到脚呢？
You can see why the Lord, the Son of Man, was dressed in the robe reaching down to his feet.
因为我们必须包括基督所包括。
Why? Because it has to contain and include all members of the body.
因为基督的身体只有一个。
There's only one body of Christ.
所以什么叫做在以弗所的教会？
So what does it mean in the church in Ephesus?
在以弗所的教会意思这样。
It means,
就这里的弟兄们，
the brothers and sisters,
他们有一颗心像基督的心一样。
They have a heart like Christ's heart.
基督怎样包括所有的肢体？
How Christ includes all members.
我们也包括所有基督所包括。
We also include all members that Christ has included.
不是指着和你在一起聚会。
Not only those referring to brothers and sisters meeting you.
不是指着看法和你一样。
Or those have the same idea as
yours. 不是指着亮光和你一样。
Or receiving the same light as yours.
只要生命和你一样。
As long as they have the same light.
只要他是神所生的。
He is born again from God.
只要他是里面有基督的生命。
As long as he has the life of Christ inside.
如果基督包括他。
If Christ already includes
him, 你就不能不包括他。
Then you cannot exclude him.
明白吗，弟兄？
Do you understand?
这就是在以弗所的教会。
This is what is meant by the church.
这就是在老底家的教会。
The church in Laodicea.
那不止如此。
And not only that.
大祭司来到神面前。
As the high priest comes to God.
他不只有一个宽大的胸怀。
Not only he has a big heart.
他有一个宽广的肩膀。
He got a big shoulder.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
所有在以弗所的灵魂都挂在他的肩膀上。
All the souls in Ephesus was on his shoulder.
为什么？
Why?
因为很清楚的，在神面前他是一座灯台。
Because clearly before God, the church is a lampstand.
讲到生命，教会是基督的身体。
Talking about the life, the church is the body of Christ.
讲到功用，我们看教会是个灯台。
Talking about function, the church is a lampstand.
灯台当然照在黑暗的地方。
Of course, lampstand is to function in darkness.
明白吗？所以不管在什么地方。
So wherever it is,
神都有他的见证。
God has his testimony.
那就是他在地上的灯台。
But that becomes the lampstand.
什么叫灯台？
And what is meant by lampstand?
灯台什么叫见证？
Lampstand is testimony.
就是福音的光要照亮在每一个角落。
It is the light of the gospel shine through every corner of the
world. 有一次我到德国去。
Once Brother Chen was visiting Germany.
我到了 Frankfurt.
Visiting Frankfurt.
那有一班弟兄们。
A group of brothers.
见到我很开心。
They were very happy to see me.
他说我们终于要搬家了。
Now we can move.
我们当初为什么搬到 Frankfurt 来呢？
Why we, do we, did we move first to Frankfurt?
我们要为主站做见证。
We want to bear the testimony.
我们要站住教会的立场。
We want to hold fast to the testimony of the church.
我们觉得我们在这应该有个灯台。
We need to have a lampstand here.
我觉得很好啊。
That's great.
不过他现在告诉我说。
But then he continued.
他们要搬家了。
They have to move.
我说你们为什么要搬家？
Why do you have to move?
就我所知道 Frankfurt 是很黑暗的地方。
Because as far as I know, Frankfurt is a very dark city.
那这是最需要灯台的时候。
This city needs the lamp.
那这个时候怎么你们忽然搬掉了呢？
And why at this time you need to move?
他说不行不行。
He said, no, no, we
这地方传福音没有人得救的。
We as we preach the gospel, no one got saved.
所以我们做了好几年做灰心了。
We are very discouraged after a few years of work.
所以我们要把整个教会要搬到 Stuttgart 去。
We need to move the church to Stockholm.
我说弟兄们。
And I told them,
如果当初是主要你们在把金台灯台在这里的话，
If in the first place God wants to put the lampstand here,
当这个地方最需要光的时候，
When this place needs the light the most,
你们怎么随便把灯台挪走了？
How can you easily move the lampstand?
这是你的灯台。
It is then only your lampstand,
还是基督的灯台？
Or is it the lampstand of Christ?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
今天如果你真的能够活出以弗所教会的情形。
Today, if you can live out the reality of the church in Ephesus,
不是你自己说我是。
It's not you say I am the.
为什么？
Why?
你能不能爱所有基督所爱的？
Can you love all those Christ love?
明白吗？弟兄？ 那不是如此。
Not only that,
你能不能说
Can you say
所有在以弗所灵魂的责任都在我们的肩膀上。
All the lost souls in the Ephesus should be on my shoulder.
你不要说、哦、我们才传福音呢。
You can't say only we preach the gospel.、
哦、我们造就，我们来属灵。
Or we cannot say let's edify one another.
让别人去传福音吧。
Let others to preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个两个父母啊有争执的时候。
You know, parents sometimes quarrel.
常常因为孩子功课好还是不好。
Often because of the homework, schoolwork.
孩子如果功课很好的话
，if the schoolwork is good，
这是我们的孩子。
This is our children.
孩子功课不好的时候
，if the schoolwork is bad，
那这是你的儿子。
Hey, your child, your son and daughter.
今天到底是不是得胜者
？Today, whether we are true overcomers.
问题是
，the problem.
你有没有觉得？你所在的地方的灵魂都在你的肩膀上。
Do you have the burden to say that all the lost souls in this place should be on our shoulder?
如果在以弗所的教会
If the church in Ephesus
向主忠心
They are faithful to
the Lord 老底家的教会向主忠心
The church in Ephesus are faithful to the Lord
没有多久小亚细亚的众这个地方就被福音光照
Not long the whole Asia Minor will be enlightened by the light of the gospel
说也明白吗弟兄
So do you understand?
为什么在地上
Why?
一个地方只能有一个
On earth there's only one church
因为我们只有一颗心
Because we have only one heart
只有一个肩膀
Only one shoulder
那个心像基督那么大
The heart is like the heart of Christ
那个肩膀像基督的肩膀那么宽
And the shoulder is as broad as Christ's shoulder
这就是灯台的见证
This is the testimony of the lampstand
明白吗弟兄姊妹
Do you understand?
所以各个地方教会的光景
So every place the condition of the church
就是神的旨意来说
From God's purpose perspective
应该是这样的
Should be like this
不当然如果你看他们的光景就不同了
But of course if you look at the conditions they are different
但是很明显的
But very clear
给我们看见地上只要有一个教会
Here we can see as long as there's a church on earth
天上一定有一座金灯
Then there will be a golden lampstand in heaven Remember
教会不是属地
The church is not earthly.
教会的光景好像没有希望。
Yes, the earthly condition seems hopeless.
有希望，没有希望。
Whether it's hopeful or hopeless.
虽然灯芯冒烟了。
Yes, even the wick is already smoking.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那个金剪刀是在大祭司的手上。
The golden scissors is in the hand of the high priest.
他能够叫油更多一点。
He can put more oil in.
用圣灵来充满他的教会。
The Holy Spirit can fill the church.
他十字架能够除去我们的肉体。
The cross can remove our flesh.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
我们的主在天上没有睡觉。
Our Lord never sleeps in heaven.
我们的不只为我们长远祷告。
Not only he will intercede for our sake.
我们主在天上也长远的工作。
He continues to work in heaven for us.
他果然行走在教会。
He indeed walked among the churches.
现在问题就是
Now the issue is,
每一个地方的教会
Every local church
是不是完全向主负责的
Are they truly be accountable to the Lord?
你如果仔细去读圣经
If you read the Bible
carefully 你就晓得
You know
现在需要主的话
Now we need the word of God
因为我们脸上的皱纹和玷污这种
Because the wrinkles and the spots all the diseases of church
需要借着水和他的道
We need water through God's word
来把教会洗净
To cleanse
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗现在主对七个教会是直接说话
So now the Lord speaks directly to the seven churches
明白吗明白
So you understand
所以这一点是非常重要
This is very important
如果主直接对你说话你还听不见
If the Lord speaks directly to you and you still cannot listen
圣灵对众教会所说的大家都听不见
And the words of the Holy Spirit to the churches you still cannot listen
那就是教会的良心死了
That means your conscience is dead
到那个时候
If that happens
你看见以弗所的灯台就被挪走。
Then the Lord said, "I will remove the lampstand from its place."
到了那个时候
，if it happens，
结果主果然把老底家的教会从他口中吐出来。
Then the Lord will spit out the church of Laodicea from his mouth.
这是非常非常严肃的。
This is a very serious matter.
但是每一次主说话的时候
，But every time as the Lord speaks，
你有没有注意到
？Do you notice？
都是启示他自己。
He first of all revealed himself.
有的是第一章给我们看见。
Some already recorded in the chapter one.
有的是旧约里面的。
Some refer to the revelation from the Old Testament.
有的是保罗书信里面的。
Some also in Paul's letter.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
每次主说话的时候。
Every time the Lord speaks.
他一定启示他自己。
He reveals himself.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
教会要常常认识基督。
The church must always know the Lord.
不只是启示录第一章所告诉我们。
Not only the revelation from chapter 1.
乃是全本圣经给我们的启示。
But the whole Bible's revelation.
乃是保罗给我们的启示。
What we see from Paul.
虽然现在主是借着约翰说话。
Even though now the Lord is through John speaking to us.
你看见说。
Now you can see.
现在主说话。
As the Lord speaks.
乃是根据他已经说过的话。对我们再说一遍。
Is according to what he already has spoken, he speaks again.
这个叫做 Rhema.
This is called Rhema.
这个叫做活的道。
The living word of God.
主借着圣经第一次说的话。
The Lord speaks through the Bible.
那是 Logos.
The first time is Logos.
他把说过的话再说一遍。
And then he speaks again.
就变成生命的话。
It becomes the word of life.
那这些 Rhema.
This is Rhema.
这就是保罗在以弗所书第五章所说的那个 Rhema.
This is what Paul referred in Ephesians chapter 5 to Rhema.
那个道原文就是 Rhema.
That word refers to Rhema in the original.
只有 Rhema 能够把教会洗净。
Only Rhema can wash the church.
叫我们除去脸上的玷污。
To remove the blemishes.
也除去我们脸上的皱纹。
And the spots and wrinkles.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and
sisters. 现在你要听主对每一个教会说的话都不一样。
Now you can see every church, the Lord speaks different.
每一个教会的光景都不一样。
Because the condition of different of the church is different.
现在问题是你听见没有？
The problem is, do you listen?
你有没有觉得这就是我们的光景？
Do you realize it is your condition?
感谢主，那就证明说良心没有死。
If you can, that means you still have a living conscience.
教会的良心没有死。
The conscience of the church is still alive.
只要没有死。
As long as you're still alive,
你看见神要继续工作
then God will continue to work,
一直等到他得着他的见证为止
until he obtained his testimony.
我举个简单例子
Let me give you an illustration.
比方说讲到以弗所的教会
For example, the church in Ephesus.
主启示他自己
The Lord revealed himself.
那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的
Him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands.
这明明是约翰在第一章所看见的
It is exactly what John saw in chapter 1.
不止约翰看见了。
Not only John saw it.
现在主是对以弗所教会说。
Now the Lord speaks to the church in Ephesus.
明白了吗？教会需要有异象才对。
The church needs to see a vision.
也许它不是为我们主完整的启示。
May not be the full revelation of the Lord.
约翰看见的大得多了。
Of course, John saw heaps more.
约翰看见的完整的多了。
More complete.
但是虽然如此。
But even though,
针对每一个地方
according specifically
我们的主的启示是刚刚好的
the church revelation is just right and suitable
当你读前面的看第一章的意象的时候
the vision recorded in chapter 1
他右手拿着七星
in his right hand he holds a seven lamps
所以现在只讲到他右手拿着七星
now he in the book and the church in Ephesus he says again he holds a seven stars
但在七个金灯台中间行走
and walks among the seven golden lampstands
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们的主原则永远没有改变
the Lord's principles never change
灯光不如星光
the lampstand's light is different from the starlight
七个星就是教会的七个使者
the seven stars represent the seven angels
现在写信不是写给长老不是写给执事这些人不是
Now the letters are not written to the elders or deacons
当教会荒凉的时候
When the church is desolate
你看见那个信是写给使者的
You can see the letters was written to the angels
使者是谁呢
Who are the angels
使者他的光像星光一样
The angels are those the light is like the light of the star
是在主的手里
They are in the hand, right hand of the Lord.
所以有一件事要记得。
One thing we need to remember.
我们的主没有改变。
Our Lord never changes.
明白吗？
Remember.
因为这个缘故，给我们看见不能够放松。
Because of that, we cannot let go.
但是很可惜，以弗所是个放松的教会。
Unfortunately, the church in Ephesus is letting go.
因为他把起初的爱心放弃。
Because they have forsaken the first love.
那么讲到士美拿的教会。
What about Smyrna?
那首先的幕后的。死过又活的说
The Lord revealed himself he who is the first and the last and died and came to life again
因为士美拿是个受苦的教会
Why the Smyrna church Smyrnian church is a suffering church
所以读对他的启示
So the Lord's revelation to him
他是首先的
To them he is the first
也是幕后的
And the last
死过又活过来
Who died and came to life again
对于别加摩的教会
What about Pergamum
那有两刃利剑的说
Who has a sharp double-edged sword?
主的话像两刃的利剑一样。
The words of the Lord is like stubble and thorn.
别加摩的光景的确是可怜的光景。
The church in Pergamum is truly pitiful.
但主说话了。
So, but the Lord speaks.
然后主对推啊推拉。
Over the Thyatira.
那指着教会在黑暗的时候的光景。
It refers to the church in darkness.
那眼目如火焰
，whose eyes are like blazing fire，
脚像光明铜的神
，whose feet are like the burnished bronze，
明白吗？前面是好像人子
，in the beginning it was like the son of man，
这里说神的儿子
，he had said the son of God，
因为主知道
，because the Lord knows，
到了教会黑暗的时候
，when the church is in darkness，
他们不认识我们的主是神的儿子
，they don't understand the Lord is the son of man，
所以你看，所有每一的话都是根据。
So you can see every revelation is according to the Lord's specific knowledge to the church.
到了第三章
Now coming to chapter 3 verse 1.
对撒底教会怎么说呢
To Sardis.
那有神的七灵和七星的说
He who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
弟兄姊妹现在很清楚了
Now very clear now.
如果要明白这句话
If you need to understand this word.
你就要读到第五章
You have to refer to chapter 5.
羔羊怎要升到天上
How the lamb was enthroned in heaven.
而羔羊有七个脚，有七个眼
Ascended into heaven, he has seven eyes and seven feet.
那就指着七个灵来说
It refers to the seven spirits.
所以在这里给我们看见
Here we can see.
升天的羔羊说话了
The ascended lamb speaks.
明白吗
You understand?
所以现在对撒底说
Now the words to Sardis.
按着名你是活的
By reputation, you are alive.
其实你是死的。
But you are indeed dead.
所以很清楚的。
Very clear here.
你看见圣灵是把已经说过的话再说一遍。
The Spirit speaks again what was already spoken.
到了腓立帖腓。
Now coming to Philadelphia.
他说那圣洁正是拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关关了就没有人能开的说。
Him who is holy and true who holds the key of David, when what he opens no one can shut and what he shuts no one can open.
那这个需要读以赛亚22章。
You need to refer to Isaiah 22.
主已经说过了。
The Lord has spoken.
现在我们的主再说一遍。
Here again the Lord speak.
原来在以赛亚书里面。
In the book of Isaiah,
有一个大卫的仆人
there was a servant of David.
他肩膀上是有许多的钥匙
On his shoulder, there were many keys.
只有他能够把大卫王宫所有的宝藏统统打开
Only he can open the treasures of David.
所以那个门是什么门呢
So what door was he referring?
是宝藏的门
It was the treasure of the door.
本来你不知道大卫把宝藏放在哪里
Originally, you don't know where David put his treasure.
你本来不知道基督宝藏放在哪里。
Originally, you don't know where the treasure of Christ.
所以你看见吗？
So、you
现在呢，是那位拿着大卫钥匙的。
But now the one who holds the key of David.
然后主说对他们怎么说呢
？And then the Lord says here.
我知道你的行为。
I know your deeds.
你略有一点力量。
You have a little strength.
也曾遵守我的。
You have kept my word.
没有弃绝我的。
Have not denied my name.
看哪。
Look,
我在你面前给你一个敞开的门。
I will give you an open door.
什么叫敞开的门
？What does it mean by open door?
是不是传福音人越来越多呢
？Is it more people coming as gospel friends?
不是的。
No.
因为当他们彼此相爱的时候
，When they love one another,
他们接纳基督所接纳的。
When they receive whatever the Christ would receive,
他们自然向基督的身体就敞开了。
Of course, they will be like the body of Christ open.
凡基督弃绝的，他们也弃绝。
Whatever Christ declined, they will decline.
所以，所有在基督身体元首，所有的宝藏，自然的就门就打开了。
When the treasures of Christ was revealed, of course the door would be open.
所以，富足是推亚推拉的特点。
You know, richness is the characteristics of Thyatira.
请记得，
remember,
这些话在旧约说过了。
These words was already spoken in the Old Testament.
我们主再把它说一遍。
But the Lord speaks again.
就变成 Rhema.
It becomes Rhema.
然后就针对着这个，就把所有的问题就解决。
And because of the revelations, all problems solved.
到了第十四节。
And coming to verse 14.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者。
To the angel of the church in Laodicea.
那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的。在神创造万物之上为元首的说
Right, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主不是第一次说这个话
It is not the first time the Lord said this.
在圣经里面别的地方借着保罗已经说过
In other passage, through Paul's letter, the Lord said to
him, 现在我们主再把它说一遍。
But once again, the Lord speaks.
你现在就问说
Then you have to ask,
为什么主说这个话？
Why would the Lord say it again?
为什么老底家的光景需要说这个话？
Why would the church in Laodicea need this word?
为什么这样的启示能够解决老底家的问题？
Why would this revelation can solve the problems in Laodicea?
所以现在我们要问
Then we have to ask,
当初神借着保罗是怎么说的？
Why and how was Paul through the word of God?
所以我们就回到以弗所书第一章。
And if you refer to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Chapter 1 of Ephesians.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
第一章十八节。照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
Verse 18, chapter 1. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
His glorious inheritance in the saints.
基督是我们的产业。
Christ is our inheritance.
但是教会是神的产业。
But the church is inheritance of God.
我们都懂得什么叫基督做我们的产业。
We all know the meaning of Christ being our inheritance.
我们要说那个产业是有荣耀的。
We will say the church, the inheritance is glorious.
而且我们会说是丰盛的荣耀。
And also rich inheritance.
讲来讲去我们讲不出话来了。
Then we have no more words to describe.
所以我们要说何等丰盛的荣耀。
We can only use the words like the greatest hope and greatest
riches. 如果我们这样来形容基督的产业。
If we use this to describe the inheritance of Christ, we understand.
但这里有一句话叫我们不明白。
But something we don't understand here.
主神在我们身上得着产业。
God will have inheritance in us.
他居然说有何等丰盛的荣耀。
He would use the same, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
原来这是指着教会成熟说的。
It refers to when the church is mature.
原来要指着一个荣耀的教会来说。
He is referring to a glorious church.
这是办得到办不到呢?
Is it possible?
办得到。
Yes.
在乎能力。
By a power.
所以要知道在你们向我们设信的人所显的能力有何等的好大。
Verse 19. And it's incomparably great power for us who believe.
结果我们要问这个能力是什么能力?
And we ask what sort of power is this?
最早的能力不是在教会身上。
The first power was manifested not in
Christ. 最早这个能力在基督身上。
The first manifestation was in Christ.
什么能力?
What power?
第一叫他从死里复活。
It's the power of resurrection.
第二叫他升到天上。
And the power of ascension.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗看见了很奇妙的。
Paul saw a wonderful thing.
如果教会要成熟。
In order for the church to grow.
要得着荣耀的教会。
To mature and the Christ get a gain in glorious church.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
To be spotless, to be without wrinkle,
没有斑点，也没有皱纹。
Holy without spots,
有没有办法
？Anyway,
当然有办法。
Any possibility?
问题就是你有没有那个能力
？Is whether you have this power?
基督身上有这两个能力。
In Christ, these two powers manifest.
这两个的能力也是我们的能力。
But it's also the power of the church.
所以一个是死而复活的能力。
One is the power of resurrection from the dead.
一个是升天的能力。
And then another power is ascension.
所以启示录第一章约翰所看见的人子。
That's why the Son of Man, when John saw in Revelation 1,
一面是升到天上的。
On one hand, is the man who ascended into heaven.
他是首先也是幕后的。
He's the first and the last.
他死过了又从死里复活的。
He had died but now is raised again.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见同样的一个光景。
So the same conditions he described.
然后告诉我们，我们的主果然升到天上。
Indeed, our Lord has ascended into heaven.
是那个能力叫他往上升，再往上升。
So the power has raised him up and up.
然后他远超过一切执政掌权。
And then far above all rule and authority.
一直等到所有都在他的脚下。
Until everything come under his feet.
所以第二十二节。
That's why 22.
又将万有伏在他的脚下。
And God placed all things under his feet.
什么叫升天?
What does it mean by ascension?
当我们的主升为至高的时候。
And the Lord was ascending into the highest.
万有都在他的脚下。
All things will lie under his feet.
然后下面有一句话我们就不懂了。
And one thing really we don't understand.
因为23节我们懂。
23 we understand.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of him who fills everything and everywhere.
感谢主。
We thank God.
这里不是讲到他的脚吗？
Here it talks about his feet.
这里不是讲到他的头吗？
It talks about his head.
那么头跟脚中间就是他的身体。
Between the head and the feet is his body.
这里告诉我们说，教会乃是基督的身体。
It tells us the church is his body.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
保罗的的确确给我们很大很大的意象。
Paul truly gives us a great vision.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget,
基督不只是教会的元首。
Not only Christ is the head of the church.
如果你只看见这个的话，
if you only see Christ is the head,
这就是教会历史中许多的难处。
This is the problem why the church in history.
如果教会是基督的身体，
but if the church is the body of Christ,
基督是不老的，身体也是不老的。
If the head is never aged, then the body shouldn't age.
所以教会是圣洁的，
the church is holy.
教会圣洁，教会就不会错。
If the church is holy, then the church will not wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹，在教会历史里面，
throughout church history,
你看见吗？有的人说教会不会错。
Always say, some say, the church will never wrong.
没有错。根据如果教会是基督的身体，
if the church is the body of Christ,
他们所讲都是对的。
Yes, it's all true.
他们讲权柄也是对的。
They can say authority.
因为根据圣经是有权柄。
Of course, according to the Bible, it has.
所以他们讲的教会讲的圣教会。
That's why they call it a holy church.
这是教会的难处，一直到今天。
The problem of church right till now is this.
所以有许多人觉得他不会跌倒，他不会失败。
Some would think she will never fall, she will never fail.
但是不要忘记。
But don't.
如果基督是教会的元首，
if Christ is the head of the church,
他为着教会的缘故，
for the sake of the church,
要做万有的元首，
he will become the head of all things.
你明白吗？现在最我们叫我们最不容易懂的
something that we don't understand,
是他为教会做万有之首。
For the sake of the church, he becomes the head of all.
这句话什么意思？
What does it mean?
为什么有这句话？
How come the words?
所以许多时候我们只看见基督是教会的元首是对的。
Of course, often we only see the church, the Christ is the church of the head.
许多时候我们忘记。
That's correct, but often we forget.
他为着教会的缘故。
It is for the sake of the church.
他做了万有之首。
He became the head over everything.
什么叫万有之首？
Now what is the meant
by? 万有都伏在他的脚下。
Everything comes under his feet.
借着十字架。
It is through the cross.
他胜过死。
He overcome death.
他胜过罪。
He overcome sin.
他也胜过世界。
He overcome the world.
他不是为我们死，也为我们从死里复活。
Not only he died, he was raised.
然后天升到天上。
And then he was ascended into heaven.
所有肉体都在他的脚下。
All the flesh.
所有世界都在他脚下。
The whole world is under his feet.
所以他做教会，他做万有之首。
That's why, for the sake of the church, he became the head of everything.
借着十字架和借着从死里复活。
Through the cross and through resurrection.
他胜过我们的罪。
He overcome our sin.
胜过我们的肉体。
Our flesh.
胜过我们的世界。
In our world.
明白吧，弟兄姊妹。
You understand, brother?
完全是因着教会的缘故。
It's fully because of the church.
如果我们的肉体，我们的罪都伏在他的脚下。
If our sins, our world would come under his feet.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
你只要进到教会里面来。
The moment you enter into the church,
你看有个十字架，
you can see a cross,
叫我们这个人不可以进来的。
That means self cannot enter.
所以因为这个缘故，
because of this,
讲到老底家的时候，
when we talk about the Laodicea,
你怎么对付老底家的问题？
How can you deal with the problems in Laodicea?
问题在这里，
here,
你有没有看见为了教会的缘故，他做了万有之首？
Do you see that it is for the sake of the church, Christ became the head over everything?
因为那里有一半人认为说。
Why? Because there,
基督是教会的元首。
In Laodicea, they said Christ is the head of the church.
所有丰富都在我们这里。
So we have all the riches.
所以我们是富足的。
That's why we are rich.
我们是发了财。
We are already very rich.
我们一样都不缺。
We are lacking in nothing.
这些人对教会完全着迷了。
People here are obsessed with themselves.
觉得教会不会错的。
They reckon the church will never wrong.
弟兄姊妹。这就是在教会历史上一直到今天所一再扮演一再表演的悲剧。
It is the tragedy the church throughout history even up till now is manifesting.
原因在什么地方？
The reason is
非常清楚。
Very clear here.
他们只看见基督是教会的元首。
They only see Christ is the head of the
church. 如果教会是基督的身体，
If the body is the church,
基督的生命充满的地方会有皱纹，会有玷污。
How can wherever Christ's life manifests will have wrinkles and spots.
他忘记了。
they forget.
教会乃从世界上蒙召出来的人聚在一起。
The church is the called out from the world get together.
我们都是堕落过的人。
We are all fallen sinners.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的主是不是万有之首？
Whether our Lord is the head of everything.
我们的主是不是在世界上得胜的？
Whether he has overcome victorious.
是不是胜过我的肉体？
Whether he has overcome our flesh.
是不是胜过我的世界？
Overcome my world.
弟兄姊妹，如果每一个人都看见这个的话，
If everyone of us can see this.
你看见说教会就渐渐的成熟。
Then you will see the church starting to mature.
所以主的话没有错。
The words of the Lord is so
true. 他把已经说过的话再说一遍。
He speaks again what he has spoken before.
好了。
Now,
当你读到第一章的时候，
if you read the book of,
你看见天上的光
景， you see the scene,
荣耀的光景，
the glorious scene in heaven,
到了第二章，
chapter two,
你就看见地上的情形，
the condition of earth was,
原来这个教会是在地上，
now you can see the churches was,
不错，在天上有个金灯台，
yes, in heaven there's a golden lampstand,
在以弗所有一个教会。
In Ephesus, there's a church.
老底家有一个教会。
Another church in Laodicea.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在这里讲到地上的光景的时候，
here as we see the conditions of the church,
这里讲到渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Gradually, here it says gradually build up as the God as the temple.
你记不记得犹太的圣殿？
Do you remember the temple?
所有的外邦人到一个地方就不能再往前走了。
Gentiles cannot go further.
有一个很矮的墙，
There's a very short wall.
是把外邦人跟犹太人完全分开。
It separates the Gentiles from the Jews.
犹太人是靠近神的人。
The Jews are people closer to God.
外邦人是远离神的人。
The Gentiles are people further, farther from God.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
主就废掉了这两下的。废掉了他们中间隔断的墙。
The Lord had demolished the dividing wall between the Jews and the
Gentiles. 叫两下在基督里能成为一个。
And the two will be reconciled as one in Christ.
这个见证，
This testimony
就是合一的见证。
Is the testimony of oneness.
世界上最大的冤仇就是犹太人和外邦的冤仇。
The biggest hatred in the world is the hatred between the Jews and the
Gentiles. 如果十字架能解决这样的一个冤仇，
if the cross,
没有一样的冤仇不会解决的。
If the cross can abolish this hatred, then no other hatred can the cross not abolish.
结果神就建造这个殿。
And the Lord built this temple.
所以有一句话说，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
That's why it says,Gradually, the temple of the Lord built.
怎么会渐渐成为主的圣殿？
How can it be gradually built?
自从我们主为我们挂在十字架上。
Ever since our Lord was crucified on the cross.
宇宙就是他的圣殿。
The whole universe is his temple.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神不住在这些殿里面。
But the Lord will not abide and dwell.
神住在他百姓的中间。
The temple.Earthly physical building.
好像当初神不是住，神是借着会幕告诉我们说神住在人中间。
But he dwelt among his people, just like in the Old Testament, is through the tabernacle he dwelt among his people.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters, 因着这个缘故，
because of,
你看当教会成熟的时候，
you can see when the church is mature.
以弗所成熟了，
when Ephesus
matured, 别加摩成熟了，
Pergamon matured,
各个教会主都呼召得胜者。
And then in every single church, the Lord is calling for overcomers.Not only
主也呼召团体的得胜者。
God is also calling corporate.
就是腓立比。
This is the Philadelphia.
那么现在弟兄姊妹。
Now here.
等到大家完全和主站在一起的时候。
When every one of us stand together.
我们的主就是，我们的主就是长子。
And the Lord is the firstborn.
要率领众子进到荣耀里面去。
The firstborn.The older son will bring many sons into the
church. 所以教会真的成熟的时候，
So when the church really matures,
就像雅各所说的，
It will be like Jacob's.
这是神的殿，
This is the temple of God.
这也是 the house of God.
The house of God.
而这也是天的门，
And this is the gates of heaven.
世界上要找这个门找不到，
You know, in the world, you cannot find the door. The gate.
在教会里面终于找到了。
But in the church, people can find the gates of heaven.
这是天的门。
This is the gates of heaven.
从这里进去。
From here.
这不是新耶路撒冷是什么？
Then it will be the new Jerusalem.
每一个地上的教会。
Every local church.
不管在哪里聚会。
Wherever you meet.
它都是天的门。
It will be the gates of heaven.
就像新耶路撒冷的十二道门一样。
It's like 12 gates in the New Jerusalem.
你不管从哪一道门进去。
Whatever gate you went go through,
最后你可以都达到宝座。
You will still reach the throne.
这就是教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church.
什么叫腓立帖腓？
What is Philadelphia?
腓立帖腓就是神原来对于教会的旨意。
It is the original purpose of the Lord on the church.
在你里面你找不到皱纹，也找不到。
There you will not find wrinkles, blemish, or spots.
所以弟兄们，
so brothers,
最后我们的结论是。
Our final conclusion.
腓立帖腓是我们的道路。
Philadelphia is our way.
大家要小心。
Let's be careful.
腓立帖腓不是我们的标签。
Philadelphia is not our
label. 是我们的 label.
Label.
什么时候你说我们是腓立帖腓？
The moment you claim yourself to be Philadelphia.
你已经是老底家了。
You are already Laodicea.
所以但愿在主回来以前。
May the Lord before He returns.
让主得着他所要得着。
Gain what he should have gained.
今天在雪梨这个地方，
here now in Sydney, in this place,
世人能找到天的门吗？
The world, can they find the gates of heaven?
但愿主对我们每个人说话。
May the Lord speak to every one of us.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
你对你的教会说话。
You have spoken to your church.
但愿凡有耳的都能够听。
May whoever has an ear, let him listen.
我们知道你在这里要得着荣耀的教会。
We know that you want to gain a glorious church here.
许多人在雪梨能找到天的门。
So many can find the gates of heaven in Sydney.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, dear Lord.
你把我们摆在这里。
You have put us together here.
不是白占地图。
We are not here to waste our time. We pray.
愿我们衰微。
May we decrease.
愿你兴盛。
May you increase.
听我们在里面的祷告。
Listen to our prayers, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
As we pray in the victorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.